Good evening. I wanted to speak about the halacha of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach and in the days approaching Erev Pesach. And most notably, this year when we have Friday night as Erev Pesach. So the question is, when does the Isser, Derabbanan, to not eat matzah on Erev Pesach begin? In other words, Chazal say, Kol ha'ochel matzah b'Erev Pesach, kilu bo'ol ha'risasa b'beis chomav. It's, you know, you're about to do a mitzvah of achilas matzah that night. So why are you ruining the excitement and the enthusiasm right before that, and eating matzah right before you have this mitzvah to eat matzah midaraisa? So this is a discussion among the Rishonim when the Isser starts. Now let's just back up for a second. Chazal's presentation, which is very unusual, is that you have a relationship with an individual, so why violate that relationship before the time that the relationship is, could be done in a proper way? But it's couched. The way Chazal couched it is that you have there is an Arusa, she's an Arusa, and you're going to be bowl her before the right time, before the Nisuin. But there is already an Arusin. So what is the parallel of that to Erev Pesach? And you'll see what I mean in a minute. If I would say, the day before Pesach starts, nightfall before, 24 hours before Pesach, is there any halachic significance to chametz or matzah? Is there anything halachically significant about 24 hours before Pesach? When is there any halachic significance to the chametz matzah duo, the chametz matzah, which chametz and matzah just flip sides of the same coin? When is there any significance to that halacha? Let's take Sheshas just to make life easier. At noon, halachic noon in Erev Pesach, then is a halacha, you can't eat chametz. So then there's something happening between an individual and chametz matzah, which are again are flip sides of the same coin. So maybe one could argue that when there's an isser to eat chametz, that's the point in time when Chazal said you can't eat matzah. This is actually, believe it or not, this is the opinion of the Baal HaMa'ar, I believe. This is the position of the Baal HaMa'ar. Only if we want to, again, take Chazal, and he's coming from the Lashon of Chazal, from the fact that Chazal say this is Arusaso, you have a connection, you're just doing it too early, that there has to be a time where you have a connection, which would be through some inyan of chametz, some inyan of matzah, some inyan of something pesachtik that is chal halachically. And at that point, we'll say, why do it now, do it later? Yeah.
What about a bedikah early? You can do a bedikah
a day early,
some kind of like that.
Okay, so you're suggesting that according to this logic, maybe we could find some halachic significance, if you leave a house 29 days before Pesach, and you might come back, you have to do Bedikah 29 days before Pesach. So maybe it should be usher to eat 29 days. The problem is Chazal said Be'erev Pesach. So we know it's Be'erev Pesach. So the Baal HaMa'ar says that means that the moment of Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Midoraisa, Midorabana comes, it's a little earlier, 2 hours before that, but at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's when Chametz is usher, that's when the opposite will be true. So don't eat matzah. According to this, we're going to have a very simple solution to the Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos conundrum. You could have matzah Friday night, and you could have matzah for Shabbos lunch before Chatzos. Right? According to the Baal HaMa'ar, that's what comes out. According to this Baal HaMa'ar. Now, I understand there's a minhag not to have matzah ready 30 days before, or 2 weeks before, but Mikra HaDin, one could have matzah Friday night and Shabbos morning. However, although that's the opinion of the Baal HaMa'ar, the Rambam does not paskin that way. The Rambam paskins that the isser of eating matzah starts already at night, the night before, 24 hours before Pesach begins, 24 hours before the Seder. There's already an isser to eat chametz. I'm sorry, there's already an isser to eat matzah. And, one second. And it could be that that's similar to the fact that he holds that you could be Mekayim Tashbisu all 24 hours of Erev Pesach. We know there's a mitzvah of Achba Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, Achba, how does the Pasuk say it? Achba something Tashbisu Zor Mivatechem. Achba, I don't remember the next two words. Yom HaRishon? Yeah, Tashbisu Zor Mivatechem. So on that day, so the Rambam said that entire day you could fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So therefore there is something about destroying Chametz the entire 24-hour period before Pesach. And if they're saying about destroying chametz the entire 24 hours before Pesach, so the flip side of that, which is the mitzvah achilas matzah, is also something we're already considered like an arusa, so that there could be a prohibition to eat matzah 24 hours before Pesach. According to the Rambam, then, we're not going to be able to have matzah on Friday night, of course, which is what we assume generally, nor will we be able to have matzah Shabbos morning. Is there anything in between these two opinions? Yes, there's an opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban says that we're not, chatzos is too late. You're not allowed to have matzah in the morning. But the night before, you are allowed to have matzah. The Ramban says that it starts at, why does he say this? Ramban says, I'm sorry, that was the Ramban's. The Ramban says 24 hours. The Rambam says it's the day before Pesach. The day before, you could do Tashbisu. The Rambam says you could do Tashbisu only from that morning, the day before Pesach. The night before is permitted, according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, you would be able to have the matzah the night before. The Ramban says, no, it's a 24-hour period. So we really have three opinions. One opinion says you can't have matzah neither at Friday night dinner this year nor at Shabbos morning. The other opinion says you could have Friday night dinner and Shabbos lunch before chatzos with matzah. And the middle opinion says you could have Friday night dinner with matzah but not Shabbos morning. Of course, we are machmir for the Ramban not to have matzah neither the night before nor the morning of, and that's why we have other ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos this year. We're going to have bread, Friday night, and in the morning we'll have it early before the Zman Achil, Isra Achil, which is quite early. And we'll talk about those issues later.